His body eventually just gave in, didn't it? What was it like for him near the end? Had baseball taken its toll on his body?
His last season was 1965, and the Braves sold Dad to the Mets, which was just a horrible ball club, actually. Yogi was a player coach, Dad was a player coach, and there was not much else. So it was very difficult to win there, and that frustrated him terribly. Not only was his abilities diminishing with age, but he was playing for bad ball clubs. And then half the season was over, and the Mets sold him to San Francisco. Again, they weren't winning. Their pitching wasn't very good. Dad couldn't win there either. I mean, he won, but the percentages weren't good. So the following year, they invited him to come to spring training, but they wouldn't guarantee him a spot on the roster. He just decided that's the end.
Mm-hmm. You think he tried to play too long?
No, I think as long as you can be in the big leagues, I think you ought to be there. It's a wonderful experience. He had the chance to pitch. He didn't sit any time on the bench other than the regular rotation. Mm-hmm. If he had been not used, I think that would have been another story.
Right. When he was with the Oilers, he lived here in Tulsa? Because didn't he spend the latter part of his life in Broken Arrow?
Yes. When he managed the Oilers, he lived in Tulsa. After those days were over, he lived at the ranch. My mother passed away, and I finally convinced Dad that he needed to move up in the Tulsa area because he was traveling all the time out of Tulsa International Airport. So I sold him a house. We both went back and forth to the ranch, but his residence became Broken Arrow.
Okay.
And it was a good move.
You sold him a house. How did that come about?
I was a real estate broker.
Oh, I see.
I've been a member at Indian Springs since 1978, Indian Springs Country Club. Yep. And there was a house on the golf course that I thought fit him perfect, and we got it done.
How many years did he live in Broken Arrow?
Oh, I think somewhere around 10.
He died November 24th, 2003.
Right.
Where was he when he died?
In that house in Broken Arrow.
It was age then, and he was
right.
How old at that age?
82.
And his service was held at Boston Avenue Methodist Church.
Yes.
Muzan Biggs is retired now, but he was the minister at the time.
Right.
Muzan had an interest with your father that went back before a funeral service, didn't he?
Yes. One day I got a phone call. He called me and he said, "Listen, my brother is a tremendous Warren Spahn fan. Would there be any way that we could get an autographed baseball?" I said, "Absolutely, but would you come and get it?" So he came and got it. I introduced the two of them. We all hit it off, and he was a great friend.
Did Warren ever attend his church?
I don't think so. I don't really think so, but he knew who he was and watched him on television.
When the service was held at Boston Avenue Methodist Church, how much was the baseball community represented there?
Pretty well. Hank Aaron was there. The commissioner of baseball was there. The president of the Baseball Hall of Fame was there. Johnny Logan, one of his shortstops, was there. So it was very well represented, and I was proud that those people came.
Gary Caruso, editor of the Atlanta Braves magazine Chop Talk, said this at the funeral. Warren Spahn was the Wyatt Earp of the National League. No one maintained law and order against the larger-than-life hitters of baseball's grandest era better or longer than the man here today to remember.
Great tribute.
And you heard him say that.
Yes.
He's interred in the cemetery in Hartshorne.
Yes.
They named a street after him in Buffalo, New York.
Right.
A few months before his death, he attended the unveiling of a statue outside Atlanta's Turner Field that depicts Spahn in the middle of one of his leg kicks.
Yes. It's great to go down there and see that. We have two more statues like it, one at the Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City and one at the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
These statues were created by Sean Gray,
right,
who has a fine reputation in that kind of work. Your father was selected for the all-time all-star baseball team by Sports Illustrated magazine in 1991 as the left-handed pitcher. Now, this is the all-star baseball team. He's a left-handed pitcher. The other selections were outfielders Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, and Willie Mays, shortstop Cal Ripken, third baseman Mike Schmidt, second baseman Jackie Robinson, first baseman Lou Gehrig, catcher Mickey Cochran, right-handed pitcher Christy Mathewson, relief pitcher Dennis Eckersley, and the manager was Casey Stengel.
Full circle.
Yeah. Now, is that a team or what?
Huh? Yeah. That was called the All Century Team.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was a neat promotion for baseball, and I still have memorabilia from that. It was a great honor.
Do you still have the saddle that was given to you?
Yes.
You have it down to the ranch, yes. I would imagine, right? He was elected to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame in 73, became a charter member of both the Buffalo Baseball Hall of Fame in 85 and the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame in 91. So wherever he's been, they have treated him right.
Command respect.
Yeah. In 1999, editors at the Sporting News ranked Warren Spahn 21st on their list of baseball's 100 greatest players. And on April 4th, 2009, the facilities of Broken Arrow Youth Baseball in Spahn's longtime home of Broken Arrow were dedicated in his honor.
Right.
So how does this make you feel?
Oh, I'm very proud. I look at myself as a keeper of what he accomplished and what he accumulated and that sort of thing. And as being an only child, I had to come up with that. Had to preserve the history.
You think about him, if not every day, certainly.
Oh, yes.
But beyond baseball, are there things applicable to life that you think, well, he would have done this or he would have done that? Do those thoughts come to you?
Yes, daily. For the limited education he had, he was one of the smartest people I've ever known. The way people reacted to him, I bring that with me every day. He had a great sense of fairness. Just a good man. He was a great father. He was a great baseball player. He was a great individual.
And I would imagine when people realize who you are, you make sure you take time to talk to them, even if they seem to be interrupting what you're doing.
You bet. My pleasure.
Well, it's our pleasure to talk with you and to claim him as an Oklahoman, spent all those years here in our state, and what a legend he was to baseball. So we thank you, Greg, for sharing this story with us.
Thank you very much.